Joe Horner, Extension Dairy Economist with University of Missouri Commercial Ag Program.
All right, Joe. One of the big questions, of course, now is with this drought situation is what to do with beans and should they be used potentially for a livestock feed. I understand that you have come up with a special calculator that can be used to kind of determine that, even though it sounds like it still might be a difficult decision. But can you just tell us what led to this calculator and how it might be useful to growers?
Sure. Well, we started getting a lot of calls from dairymen saying, and cattle producers saying, what in the world am I going to do for feed this year? Alfalfa is going through the roof. At the same time, I started getting a lot of producers' calls saying, you know, what's my hay worth? What's my soybean worth as hay? Because it looks like we're not going to have any beans this year. And so we built a simple calculator. It's up on our website, our Dairyman's Resource Guide website, or you can link to it from the University of Missouri drought page. But it just walks you through. You make the assumptions about what you think your soybeans are going to worth at harvest if you combine them from grain, and what you think your yield's going to be like, and what you think it'd be worth as a hay yield. And it walks you through what you should expect to charge somebody to make, if they want to come in and make hay off your beans, and what it's worth to the person who's going to feed it.
Okay. Well, you know, a lot of folks are saying that, you know, beans can rebound if we get some August rains. So is now the time to be using this calculator?
I think you've got to make a decision the next 3 weeks on a lot of these bean fields. The minute they start turning yellow, you've got a few days to before leaf drop and before the hay values and volume is pretty much gone. So for good or for bad, farmers have got to make a choice out there. And if they think they've got a loss, they need to be talking with their crop insurance person and determine whether they're going to make them for hay. And that's what got us started at this. You know, out of our 5.3 million acres of beans, we got well over 3 million of them, 3 million acres that are in that critical condition of poor or very poor. So there's a lot of those beans that can be made for hay right now. It could potentially be worth $100, $125 an acre. If it's not made for bean hay quickly, it's probably not going to be eligible to be made for hay.
Right. So a decision needs to be made, and this is a tool that they can use to try to get to that point.
It's one tool they can use, and just as you said, it's going to be a tough decision for those crop producers to figure out whether they want to hope for one last rain, and there's a good chance that nobody's going to be right on this deal because nobody can outguess the weather over the next 3 weeks.
So you have also assigned some values to soybeans. Now, is that you said, I see in the news release it says you used a value of $16 per bushel for soybeans.
That's correct. And depending on the day that you listen to this interview, we could be talking at $17 or $15 or $19. We use $16 based on the current futures and looking at the potential net price farmers would receive at harvest. If they hold these beans into harvest, there's probably going to be some dockage issues with the bean crop this year on small beans or butter beans left in them. And so we use $16, but a farmer can use whatever value they think they're going to net receive at the elevator for the beans they deliver this fall.
Is there a threshold, a number at which you know that it's your bushels per acre is going to be better for grain, harvesting it as grain than it is for forage?
Based on our calculator and the values we used, it looks like if you expect to have over 10 bushel yields, you're better off to leave the beans as beans and make them as a grain crop. If you expect a yield of less than 10 bushels the acre, then it looks like it's going to aim towards making hay out of it.
Okay, and then how do they calculate that, though?
That's a really good question, and it's an unanswerable question from the people that I've talked to. It's not as simple as corn, because a soybean plant can respond to moisture late in the season and can surprise you. There is some concern among the agronomists that I've talked with that we may have planted our bean crop really early this year, and the plants are just physiologically running out of flowers. And if we don't get some ability to fill pods, the yield potential is pretty darn minimal. But, again, that's one of those gray areas that farmers just have to make a judgment call on.
Okay. And then key components, if they do use it for forage, they have to certainly check with their crop insurance agent first. And then the other is the pesticide issue, right?
That's correct. There are some of the sprays that we've used this year that have pretty long restrictions on them. And University of Missouri has up on our website lists of residual times that you need to be aware of that before you can use something for forage. And you have to pay attention to those herbicide restrictions.
All right. Can you give us those websites?
I think if you just go to, just easiest way to find something, just go to University of Missouri Drought, University of Missouri Extension Drought, and you'll find the websites.